Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，晚上好。
I'm glad to be back here visiting your fantastic temple here.
很高兴回到这里，再次看到你们这么好的会堂。
Last time I was here, you just moved in.
上次我来的时候，你们刚刚进来。
I see you've made many improvements.
现在你们改进了很多。
And it's even warmer in here tonight than it used to be.
今天晚上也比过去更温暖。
I'm also glad to see some young people here tonight.
我也很高兴今天看到很多年轻人。
I hope that you will understand the word that I want to share tonight.
希望呢你们能够明白今天我跟你们所分享的话。
And we do thank the Lord that we can be together for these days.
感谢主，今天我们能够聚在这里。
I know that the book of Revelation is studied often by the saints.
我知道圣徒常常一起来学习启示录。
Especially in difficult times,
特别在困难的时期
the book of Revelation has proven very precious to the saints.
启示录被证明对圣徒是非常宝贵的。
And I know that you have studied it and probably know it quite well.
我知道你们都读过，也许都很了解这本书。
I just want to share some simple burdens from the book of Revelation.
我想从启示录中跟大家分享一些很简单的负担。
For the first three times, we find that there are seven reoccurrences of certain themes.
前面三次呢，我们发现有一些事情出现了七次。
So tonight I want to share on the sevenfold blessing in the book of Revelation.
今天我想跟大家分享是在启示录中让我们看见七重的祝福。
As we will count them tonight, you will see that there are seven times the word blessed is used in Revelation.
当我们看的时候，我们会发现有福出现了七次。
And then, Lord willing, tomorrow afternoon, we will look at the sevenfold visions of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
如果神喜悦的话呢，我们下来再看七重的启示。
Because if you look in the book, you see especially seven visions of our Lord Jesus.
如果我们看启示的话，你会看到有七个意象。
And then tomorrow evening, in preparation for Sunday,
明天晚上呢，我们为礼拜天的信息做准备。
We will look at the sevenfold worship in the book of Revelation.
我们看启示录中的七重的敬拜。
And then, Lord willing, Sunday morning, talk about our completion in the New Jerusalem.
如果神喜悦的话呢，我们礼拜天来看呢新耶路撒冷。
So tonight we want to open the book of Revelation to chapter 1 and read some verses.
今天晚上呢，我们先打开启示录的第一章。
We will read Revelation chapter 1 verses 1 through 3.
我们读启示录第一章第一节到第三节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place. And he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John.
耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
Who testified to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And here in verse 3 is our first blessed.
第三节我们看到第一个祝福。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Now we want to continue in verse 9 of chapter 1.
我们下来看第九节。
I, John, your brother, and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance, which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，
saying, write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira,and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。
And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣直垂到脚，胸间束着金带。
His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire.
他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日发光。
And when I saw him, I fell as it at his feet like a dead man. And he placed his right hand on me, saying, Do not be afraid.I am the first and the last.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
May the Lord open his eyes to the reading of his word.
愿主开我们的眼睛，让我们可以读他的话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
The Father, we come to you, and like John, we want to be in the Spirit as we're together in this time.
父啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们愿意像约翰一样被圣灵感动。
We know that only the Spirit of the Living God can reveal to us the truth contained in these pages.
我们知道只有神的活灵可以把你的话向我们启示。
Oh Lord, we ask that you would give us amazing grace.
神，我们求你给我们那奇异的恩典。
Grace for the speaker and the translator.
将恩典赐给说话的和翻译的。
And grace for our ears and our hearts to understand.
赐恩给我们的耳，给我们的心，让我们能够明白。
We come depending upon your Holy Spirit.
我们要仰望你的灵。
Quicken our bodies and refresh our minds this evening.
让我们的身体，让我们的魂都能够苏醒过来。
We come to do thy will, O God.
主啊，我们要遵行你的旨意。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We all know in this day the church is in a great crisis.
我们知道如今教会在一个大的危机之中。
We know that the word crisis means that there is both great danger and great opportunity.
我们知道危机呢，就意味着极大的危险，也是极大的机会。
In my own travels around the world, I see the church in crisis.
我在世界各地旅游的时候，我看到在危机之中的教会。
And next week, I go to Taiwan.
下礼拜我去台湾。
And the church is in a great crisis there.
那边的教会也在危机之中。
In April, I go to Russia.
4月我去俄国。
And the church is in a great crisis there.
那边的教会也在危机之中。
And wherever we go, whether India or China or here in the United States, we find the church in a period of great crisis.
无论我们去哪里, 去印度, 去中国, 我们都看见教会在极大的危机之中。
Indeed, when we look in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 at the seven churches,
当我们看启示录中, 第二和第三章七个教会的时候,
we can find some churches upon this earth even going through what is recorded in Revelation.
我们看见今天的教会也经历这些。
There are churches that have left their first love.
有些教会已经离开了起初的爱。
There are churches like Smyrna that are going through great persecution right now.
也有些教会像士美拿他们正在经历大的逼迫。
Probably you read recently
最近也许你们看到,
of that Korean church in Iraq,
在伊拉克的教会,
where some of those believers have been martyred.
一些信徒殉道。
There are churches like Pergamos,
也有像在别加摩的教会,
who used to have the life of the Lord, but now have been distracted by teachings of man.
他们过去有神的生命,但是最近呢,却, 只注重教导。
There are some churches like Thyatira,
也有像菲拉铁菲的教会,
who have been turned away by false prophets.
他们被假先知迷惑离开正道。
There are churches like Sardis,
也有像萨迪的教会,
they used to be alive, but now they're almost dead.
他们过去曾是活的, 现在却是死的。
Usually churches experience Sardis after they buy a building.
通常当一个教会有了会所之后, 他们就变成萨迪的教会。
Then they tend to sit back.
他们呢就后退了。
And they have a reputation, but they don't have life.
他们呢, 有名声, 但是他们没有生命。
But then thank God there's churches like Philadelphia.
感谢主也有像菲拉铁菲的教会。
And they're small, but they're faithful.
他们很小, 但是他们忠心。
And as we know, our age that we live in is marked by the Church of Laodicea.
我们知道, 那么我们今天教会的特点呢, 则是像老底家。
Many, many churches lukewarm.
许许多多教会不冷不热。
No burden.
没有负担,
just going on in a religious tradition.
就是在宗教的传统中年复一日, 年复一年日复一日。
So we see the church in a great state of crisis, even as it was in the days of John the Apostle.
所以我们看到今天的教会真的是有很大的危机, 就像当初约翰所看见的一样。
John was now in exile out on an island.
我们知道约翰被流放在一个海岛。
And he heard reports of the decline of the churches in Asia.
他听到在亚细亚的教会他们的光景,
And so he was praying much and burdened much regarding this situation.
所以呢,
but the wonderful thing about the book of Revelation,
但是启示录, 非常好的地方,
is that it shows us how God reacts to decline.
让我们看到呢, 神对教会的后退, 神, 是如何。
How does God react?
神是,
to crisis.
对着这样的危机。
For you younger children, let me ask you, how do your fathers react to a crisis in your life?
让我问一问这里面年轻的小孩, 你们的父亲, 当你们在危机之中, 你们父亲是如何回应?
How does God respond to crisis?
神对危机他是如何来回应的?
That which we see in the book of Revelation is the clearest understanding of the principle of God's reaction.
在启示录当中我们看到呢, 神他所回应的原则, 看得最最清楚。
How does God deal with crisis?
神怎样处理危机?
He's a gracious God.
他是有恩典。
And what he does,
他所做的,
he unveils his greatness.
他显明他的恩典。
When a crisis comes, he unveils his greatness.
当危机来到的时候呢，他的伟大能够显出来。
He reveals himself in a huge and large way.
他将他自己丰丰富富的启示出来。
Now we know this is true down through the church, through the history of the Bible.
我们知道呢，在历史当中我们能够看见。
When Adam and Eve were thrown out of paradise,
当亚当和夏娃被逐出伊甸园之后，
and very soon Babylon was being built, and the whole Fertile Crescent was in decline of idolatry.
很快呢，巴比伦就建起来了，就有拜，就发生了拜偶像。
God revealed Himself in great glory to Abraham.
神就以他就在极大的荣耀之中向自己向亚伯拉罕启示。
And when the children of Israel were there oppressed by the Egyptians,
当以色列人在埃及受压迫的时候，
God revealed himself to Moses as the I am.
神呢向摩西启示我是。
And when the kings of Israel had declined and fallen into corruption,
当以色列的王他们光景下沉，当他们败坏的时候，
Isaiah saw the highest vision of God high and lifted up.
以赛亚看见神最高的意象。
And when Israel had fallen into decline,
当以色列人他们下沉的时候，
And there was no more revelation but only tradition,
没有启示只有传统，
God sent His Son.
神差遣他的儿子。
And we saw the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣基督看到神的荣耀。
We know the history of God's reaction.
我们知道神是如何回应的。
When a crisis comes, He reveals more of Himself.
当危机来到的时候，他把自己启示的更多。
Isn't that wonderful, the grace of God?
这是何等神奇妙。这是神何等奇妙的恩典。
When our families come to a crisis, we usually beat up the children.
当我们家里面有危机的时候，我们常常打孩子。
And we yell at the wife.
我们呢跟妻子怒吼。
And we get mad and slam doors.
我们气得甩门。
But our God is not like us.
但是我们的神跟我们不一样。
We're in a time of crisis right now.
我们现在就在危机之中。
In the United States.
在美国。
In New Jersey.
在 New Jersey.
How does God respond?
神是如何回应呢?
He reveals more of His greatness.
他把他的伟大更多的启示出来。
Oh, what a wonderful Lord.
何等奇妙的主。
And when He reveals this greatness,
当他把自己的伟大启示出来的时
候, it has three effects upon those who see.
那么看见启示的呢, 就有发生三件事实。
When we see the greatness of the Lord throughout Bible history,
当我们看到 Bible 圣经向我们启示的历史的时候，
it immediately
我们马上看到
adjusts His people back to the beginning at the cross.
神呢就调整他的子民回到起初。
God's children stray into all kinds of distractions.
神的子民呢被各样的事情所吸引离开正道。
But when God reveals the Lord Jesus,
但是当神把主耶稣基督启示出来的时候，
we immediately see the truth.
他的子民马上看到真理。
And we repent.
那么我们就悔改。
And we come back to the cross.
我们回到十字架。
Isn't that what happened to John?
这是不是发生在约翰身上的呢？
He was on that island because he was faithful.
他在海岛上因为他忠心。
But now he was burdened.
那么他现在有负担。
He was seeing the decline of the church.
他看到教会的光景堕落。
He was seeing the leaders of the church not shining as bright stars.
他看教会的领袖呢不像明光闪耀。
He knew he was responsible as the apostle.
他知道他是使徒，他有责任。
But now what could he do?
但是他能做什么呢？
And perhaps he also faced his own failings.
也许他也面对自己的失败。
After all that he preached about the Lord Jesus, look at the condition of the church.
虽然呢，他传讲了耶稣基督，但是呢，教会的光景现在又如何呢？
So what did the Lord do to John?
那么主是向约翰做了什么呢？
Did he beat him up?
有没有打约翰？
Did he abandon John?
有没有抛弃约翰？
No.
没有。
He revealed the Lord Jesus to John in a way he had never seen before.
而是呢，把主耶稣基督呢启示给约翰，是他从前从来没有看到过。
Now of all the apostles, we would say John knew the Lord Jesus the best.
在所有的使徒当中，我们可以说约翰是最认识主耶稣的。
But when he revealed himself in his glory, as we read in chapter 1,
当在第一章我们看到，第一章我们看到他把自己启示给约翰的时候，
John had never seen Jesus so bright with his glory.
约翰从前从来没有看到耶稣的荣耀这样的明亮。
This was even brighter than the Mount of Transfiguration.
甚至呢，比变化山上还要光明。
And John fell down as a dead man.
约翰像死了一样扑倒在地。
And it's a picture
这是一幅图画
of what happens when the Lord reveals himself.
当主启示他自己的时候就是这样一幅图画。
Because in a sense, John's ministry died.
从某种意义上来讲，因为约翰的服事已经死了。
His burden died.
他的负担已经死了。
His failure died.
他的失败也死了。
Why?
为什么？
Because he saw the Lord.
因为他看见了主。
And he realized that the Lord was standing in the middle of the church.
因为他明白了是主自己站在教会之中。
Maybe as an apostle, John thought he was standing in the midst of the churches trying to help them.
作为使徒，也许约翰以为是他站在教会当中来扶持教会。
But John's heart had a resurrection when he realized that Jesus is standing in the middle of the churches taking care of them.
当约翰看见让他明白是主耶稣基督在教会里面扶持教会的时候他就复活了。
And John used to be burdened about the servants of God in Ephesus and the Laodicea.
约翰曾经心里面呢有负担为着在亚细亚的教会他心里面有负担。
But when the Lord Jesus was revealed,
但是当耶稣基督启示出来的时候
there were the seven leaders, the stars right in his right hand.
他就看见了是在主耶稣的手中那七个星就是那七个教会。
Who is the head of the church?
谁是教会的元首?
When John saw the high priest over the church,
当约翰看见在教会的那个大祭司的时候
he repented.
他就悔改。
He was revived.
他被复兴了。
He came back to the cross.
他回到十字架。
And the same thing happened with the churches.
教会也是一样。
Now, when the Lord revealed himself to the churches, what happened?
当主把自己启示给教会的时候发生什么呢?
You can talk to churches. You can say, you're falling short. You're no good.
你可以对教会讲说你做得不够你失败。
And you know, most of the time, the church agrees. Oh, we know, we're no good.
大多数时候教会都承认说是的我们不够好。
But that doesn't have the power to change people.
但是呢却没有改变人的能力。
I remember when I was going to Bible training,
我记得我去接受圣经培训的时候
One wise teacher looked us in the eye and he said, Now you men who are going to preach, you must make a decision.
有一个智者看着我们的眼睛说你们呢要去传道你们要做一个决定。
He said, Are you going to feed the sheep or are you going to hit the goats?
他问你们是去喂养羊群呢还是去打那个鬼还是去赶鬼。
What do most preachers do?
大多数传道人做什么呢?
They hit the goats.
他们是去赶鬼。
They preach about people who don't come to the church, and of course, they're not there.
他们呢向不来教会的那些人讲道，当然他们都不在。
Instead of feeding the sheep who are faithful,
他们呢不是呢来喂养那些忠心的羊。
They try to get angry at the people who don't give money and such things.
他们呢向那些不奉献的人发怒。
As if we preachers can change the church.
好像呢我们这些传道人可以改变教会。
One vision of Jesus changes the church.
耶稣基督的一个意象就改变教会。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because when we see the greatness of our high priest,
当我们看到大祭司我们大祭司的伟大的时候
we realize,That we have fallen short.
我们就知道我们不够。
When we see the greatness of the Lord Jesus, we see him in relation to his thought for the church as his bride.
当我们看 看见，当我们看耶稣的时候，我们就看见了他把教会当作他的心腹。
You see, the Lord is a great Lord.
我们的主是伟大的主。
When we see Him in His greatness,
当我们看见他的伟大的时候,
we realize what a great calling we have.
我们就知道呢，我们身上的呼召是何等的大。
This thing of church is no small matter.
教会不是一件小事。
But Jesus is not satisfied until the church is bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh.
直到教会成为他骨中骨、肉中肉的时候。 耶稣基督是不会满意。
Jesus is looking for a bride that has first love for Him, and He'll never be satisfied with anything less.
耶稣基督所要的是那对他有起初爱的心腹，除此以外，没有什么事情能够使他满足。
Sometimes we think,
有时我们以为,
we're not very good as a church.
我们教会并不很好。
But we are better than the other church over there.
但是呢，我们却比旁边那教会要好。
But when we see the Lord Jesus in His greatness, we realize there's only one standard for the church. And that's to look like the Lord Jesus. So when the Lord reveals His greatness, it adjusts us, brings us to repentance, and brings us back to the first love.
当我们看见主耶稣基督的伟大的时候，就把我们，我们就要悔改，就把我们带回到起初的光景。
But our God reveals the Lord Jesus for other reasons as well.
那么神把主耶稣把他启示给我们，还有其他的原因。
We also see the greatness of the Lord in relation to the great thing He is doing, His eternal purpose.
那么在他永久的旨意当中，在他所做的那些事情当中，我们也看见了主的伟大。When
I got saved,
当我得救的时候,
I thought the greatest thing the Lord was doing was saving me.
我觉得神所做的最伟大的事就是救了我。I
didn't know about His eternal purpose.
我不知道他永远的旨意。I
didn't know what was going on behind the scene.
我也不知道在这一切背后发生了什么事。But
when our eyes are open to the Lord Jesus in the book of Revelation,
但是当我的眼睛被启示录打开的时候,
suddenly we see that His greatness has very much to do with God's throne itself.
我们就看见了他的伟大跟他的宝座非常有关系。
What is the greatest conflict in the history of the universe?
这个宇宙中最大的
conflict.
Okay, 这宇宙当中最大的冲突是什么呢？
It's over the throne of God.
那就是
You know, Satan tried to grab God's throne.
撒旦企图确夺神的宝座。
You know, the Antichrist tries to grab God's throne.
敌基督也试图夺取神的宝座。
That throne is in conflict.
在宝座上有冲突。
But when we see the Lamb in the midst of the throne,
那么当我们看见宝座上羔羊的时候,
we see the conflict over and the victory won.
我们看见冲突结束了。
And Jesus in His greatness is involved in the whole destiny of mankind.
那么耶稣基督的伟大也跟人类最终的结局有关。
When He comes forth from the throne, He's carrying the scroll in His hand.
当他在宝座上来的时候，他手里面拿着书卷。
And what is that scroll?
那个书卷是什么？
It's your history and mine.
就是你的历史，就是我的历史。
It's the history of the Chinese people.
是中国人民的历史。
It's the history of the United States.
是美国的历史。
It's the history of the Church of God.
是教会的历史。
And there's only one who can unroll and complete that history.
只有一个人可以打开并且完成那个历史。
Who is worthy?
谁配呢？
The Lamb, He is worthy.
只有羔羊配。
Do you think He's doing something small?
耶稣基督做的是小事情吗?
Just saving me or saving you?
救我，救你。
No, He's unrolling history right now before our eyes.
他在我们眼前把历史展开。
And He's bringing it to God's conclusion.
他带呢，是把神的结论带来。
So it's no wonder when we see in the book of Revelation, the word throne is used time after time.
难怪当我们看启示录的时候，宝座这个字一再出现。
And when the greatness of the Lord Jesus is revealed,
当主耶稣的伟大向我们启示出来的时候,
suddenly we realize
我们突然明白,
the great cosmic conflict going on in the unseen places.
在看不见的地方，在这宇宙当中那个大的冲突。
We see in Revelation the great conflict between Satan and the man-child.
在启示录当中，我们看到撒旦跟那个男孩之间的冲突。
We see the Antichrist and the false prophet and the ten kings and Babylon all lined up at Armageddon against Jesus.
我们看到基督，看到那个兽，看到十国的王，他们都一起起来。来反对耶稣基督。
All the things that are going on right now in terms of this cosmic conflict, opens up to us as we read the book of Revelation.
当我们读启示录的时候，我们就看见这个宇宙当中这个大的冲突。
What is your conflict?
你身上的冲突是什么？
Do you need a raise?
你需要加薪。
Bigger house.
大的房子。
Your car won't start this morning, too cold.
你的车今天不能发动。
These aren't the conflicts.
这些都是冲突。
Behind these little things,
在这些小事的背后,
there's an enemy who hates your soul because you love Jesus.
有一个仇敌他恨你因为你爱耶稣。
And as we draw closer to the end time,
当我们离末日越来越近的时候,
you will find yourself in spiritual warfare.Because the Lord Jesus is preparing to come back. And of course, the greatest eternal thing going on is that Jesus is getting ready for the marriage to his bride.
我们知道，那么最大的事情呢，就是耶稣基督他要娶他的心腹。
So these are great matters.
这些都是大事情。
When we see the greatness of the Lord,
当我们看到主的伟大的时候
suddenly we realize that we're living in history, but we're doing things toward eternity.
我们突然明白，我们虽然生活在历史之中，但是我们所做的却要带到永恒。
That God will take Jerusalem, make it the new Jerusalem.
神要把耶路撒冷带走，带来一个新耶路撒冷。
That God will take the church, make it His bride.
神要拿教会成为他的心腹。
From the earthly to the eternal.
从呢属地的带到永恒里。
That's going on right now.
这是现在正在发生的。
Oh, do we see the greatness of the Lord?
我们看见有没有看见主的伟大
？If we don't, then we think our life is just every day.
如果呢我们没有看见的时候，我们不过呢每天的生活都是一样。
And that's the second thing. But what is the third thing we realize when God reveals His greatness?
这是第二件事。那么当神向我们启示他的伟大的时候，我们所看见的第三件事是什么呢？
This third matter is strange.
第三件事是很奇怪。
When God reveals His greatness,
当神启示他伟大的时候，
He also reveals the overcomer.
他也那将得胜者启示出来。
Throughout history, whenever the people of God were in decline,
在历史之中，当看到神的子民他们啊堕落的时候，
then God revealed Himself in greatness.
神把他的伟大启示出来，
but only a remnant could see.
啊，只有渔民能够看见。
You see, this revelation,
这个启示，
this book,
启示录这本书。
Is given only for the bondservants. Is only revealed to the bondservants.
啊，只是启示给他的仆人。
If you are a Christian not walking with the Lord, you cannot understand the Book of Revelation.
如果你不能与神同行，虽然你是基督徒，但是呢
，It's closed.
但是呢，你却看不到启示录，这是封闭的。
Because this precious revelation of the greatness of Christ is a pearl which God does not throw before anybody.
因为呢，启示录这本书，神的启示，它是一个珍珠，神不是呢甩给每丢给每一个人的。
But He reveals the greatness of Christ.
但是呢，他启示出耶稣基督的伟大。
To the overcomer.
向得胜者启示。
To those with an ear to hear.
像那些有耳可听的启示。
And so we read in the very first verse of this book.
所以我们读到第一节的时候。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must soon take place.
耶稣基督的启示是神赐给他的仆人将来必要快成的事。
This book is not for Christians.
这本书不是给基督徒的。
Although God would want every Christian to be a bondservant,
神是盼望每一个基督徒成为他的仆人。
But many Christians aren't.
但是很多基督徒并不是。
Now wait, let's clear this matter up. Who is a bondservant?
让我们把这件事讲清楚，谁是神的仆人？
Ah, we know who they are.
我们知道。
They must be full-time workers.
一定是全时间传道人。
Yeah, they're the bondservants.
他们是神的仆人。
No.
不。
Most bondservants are not.
大部分的神的仆人不是全时间。
And most full-time workers are not bondservants.
大部分的全时间的人传道的也不是神的仆人。
They're what Jesus calls hirelings.They get hired to preach and be religious.
那么他们呢是被他们是雇工，他们是被雇来做宗教的事情，他们是被雇来的宗教人士。
This is what Jesus says in John chapter 10, right?
这是主耶稣在约翰福音第十章所说的。
If you don't pay them, they don't get religious.
如果你不付他们工钱，他们就不来
了。No, bondservant, not full-time workers.
不，神的仆人不是全时间。
I think full-time workers are the first now in the church. They probably would be the last in the time of reward.
那么全时间呢？他们以为他们是在最前面的，其实呢，在奖赏的时候，他们可能是在最后的。
Who's a bondservant?
谁是神的仆人？
We know from the Bible.
从圣经里面我们知道。
A bondservant.
神的仆人。
Has such a heart for the Lord.
对主有这样的心。
That he gives up his freedom.
他放弃他的自由。
To serve the Lord for free.
来能够自由地服侍神。
Now you know, they have...
能够白白地服侍神。
You know, in the Bible, you have slaves, you have bondservants.
你知道在圣经当中有奴隶，有仆人。
Now we know in the Old Testament that somebody can be a slave working for some master.
我们知道呢，在旧约当中有些奴隶为主人做工。
But that's not a bondservant.
但是呢，他们不是爱仆。
Well, what's a bondservant?
什么是爱仆呢？
That's when the master says, okay, you can go, you're free.
当主人对他们说，你可以走了，你自由了。
But the servant says, I love you.
但是仆人说，我爱你。
I willingly come to serve you.
我愿意来服侍你。
Put your nail through my ear.
在我耳朵上打一个洞。
Because now I'm yours forever.
现在我是你的爱仆。
You don't have to pay me.
你不需要付给我工钱。
I do my own free will because my heart, I love you.
我白白地为你做，因为我的心爱你。
Now, when the greatness of the Lord Jesus is revealed in the last days,
当主耶稣基督他的伟大在末世启示出来的时候，
Who sees the greatness?
谁看见这个伟大？
Those who have a heart for the Lord.
向主有心的人能够看见。
Some of them are faithful unto death.
有些人忠心至死。
Some of them serve the Lord even in the simplest way, but with all their heart.
有些人服侍神虽然是非常非常简单的小事，但是他们忠心。
Some of them serve the Lord full time.
还有些人他们全部时间都服侍神。
It's not a question of position, it's a matter of the heart.
跟你的地位没有关系，跟你的心有关。
And so the book of Revelation,
所以启示录这本书
is a special book.
是一本特别的书。
It's for the bondservant.
它是给神的爱仆。
Are you a bondservant?
你是不是神的爱仆？
I have a little example that helps me understand this great matter.
我有一个小的例子可以帮助我呢明白这件大事。
Probably if I ask you, who is your favorite writer in the New Testament? Maybe you'll say John.
如果我问你新约里面你们最喜欢的作者是哪一位？也许你们说约翰。
Now some of you may say Paul or Peter.
有些人说是保罗。
Okay, but many love John.
很多人都喜爱约翰。
Now this is what I would like to share with you tonight. John wrote three symphonies.
我愿意今天晚上跟你们分享，约翰写了三本简单的书信。
Now he wasn't really a musician, or we don't know.
他是不是音乐家，我们不知道。
But he wrote three symphonies better than Beethoven.
我们知道他写了呢三个交响乐比贝多芬还要精彩。
The Gospel of John.
约翰福音。
His letters,
他的书信
Revelation,
和启示录
and it, you know, when a great composer writes a symphony,
你们知道当一个伟大的作曲家写交响乐的时候
the symphony has to tell a story.
那交响乐必须讲一个故事
and it has several movements in the symphony.
在交响乐当中呢还要 movements, 乐章还要有乐章。
乐章。
乐章。
And we can see from John 3:16 the basic movements of the symphony.
在约翰福音三章十六节呢，我们可以看到那个乐章的基调。
Okay, so now I'm going to tell you the three symphonies that John wrote.
那现在呢，我就跟你讲一讲约翰的三个乐章。
They all have very
三个交响乐。
They all have very similar movements.
他们有非常类似的乐章。
But they're all symphonies about the love of God.
他们都这些都是呢讲到神的爱的交响乐。
Now here's the first symphony, the Gospel of John.
第一交响乐就是约翰福音。
Here's the first movement.
第一个乐章。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
So now the Gospel of John is written for every man.
约翰福音是写给每一个人。
It's written for believers and unbelievers. God so loved the world. That's everybody.
写给信徒的，写给不信的，写给全世界。
Movement two.
第二乐章。
That he gave his only beloved son.
赐下他的独生爱子。
That's the love of God.
这是神的爱。
He gave his son to die on the cross for us.
他赐下他的爱子，他的爱子死在十字架上。
And then movement three.
第三乐章。
That whosoever believes in him.
凡相信他的。
The movement of faith.
这是信心的乐章。
Whoever believes in him.
叫一切信他的。
And the final movement,
最后的乐章,
shall not perish but have everlasting life.
不至灭亡, 反得永生。
Ah, there's the love of God for the world.
神对世界的爱。
And he sent Jesus,
他差遣耶稣基督,
for those to believe,
将一切信他了,
to receive eternal life,
得到永生。
Now, how about his second symphony he wrote?
他写的第二, 第二交响乐,
in the letters,
是书信。
Okay?In first movement,
第一乐章,
for God so loved his little children.
神爱他的小孩, 神爱他的小子。
He mentions little children 7 times in first John.
在约翰一书中他七次提到小子。
He says, I write to you little children.
他说我写信给你们小子。
Well, now we understand. The letters are written to Christians.
我们知道呢 这信呢是写给基督徒的。
You see, the audience is now smaller.
我们看到呢，听众现在变少了。
The gospel is written to the world.
福音是写给全世界的。
Now the letters are written to my little children.
书信呢，这是写给小子。
God so loved his little children.
神爱他的小子。
That he fellowshipped.
他与他们交通。
His glorious son.
把他的把他荣耀的儿子与他们交通。
Now from the beginning of 1 John, we realize that God shared his son with us.
在约翰一书的起头，我们就看见了神将他的儿子与我们交通。
And we can touch him.
我们可以摸
他。And we can hear him.
我们可以听见他。
And we can know him.
我们可以知道他。
God took his wonderful son, his beloved son.
神将他的爱子。
And he shared him with us.
与我们呢来分享。
That's what he does for his little children, right?
这是他跟他的他的小子所做的。
You and I, when we have somebody we love,
对我们来说，如果我们爱人什么人的话，
we say, you can't share them, they're mine.
我们说 no, 就不能跟别人分享，这是我的。
But God takes his beloved son and he shares him with all of us.
但是呢，神却将他的爱子与我们分享。
So God so loved his little children that he fellowshipped his beloved son.
神爱他的孩子，他把他的爱子与我们交通。
That whosoever abideth in him,
凡是住在他里面的。
See, that's how a Christian believes he abides.
这是基督徒所相信的，要住在主的里面。
Whosoever abides in him,
凡是住在他里面的。
Shall not love the world,
就不再爱这个世界。
But shall have abundant life,
而是有丰盛的生命。
Oh, God wants his little children to have life and have it more abundantly.
神要他的孩子有丰盛的生命。
How do we do this?
我们怎么能够做到呢？
We abide in the light.
我们住在光里面。
We abide in his love.
我们住在他的爱里面。
We abide in his righteousness.
我们住在他公义里面。
That's 1 John.
这是约翰一书。
What a wonderful symphony.
何等美妙的交响乐。
God's love for his children.
神爱他的孩子。
But all his children are not obedient.
但是呢，并不是他所有的孩子都顺服他。
And so the last symphony that John wrote,
所以约翰写的最后的交响乐
was to the bondservants.
这是写给他爱仆的。
Now it's gotten smaller.
那听众呢，变得更少了。
For God so loved his bondservant.
神爱他的仆人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
people with a heart for the Lord loves them so much.
用心爱主的神爱他们。
God so loves his bondservant.
神爱他的爱仆。
That he reveals his glorious son.
神把他荣耀的儿子启示给他们。
You and I read the Gospels, and we see what Jesus was like when he walked on the earth.
当我们读福音书的时候，我们看到耶稣基督在世上如何行走。
But what does he look like now?
但是他现在看的是什么样子？
Oh, he looks different than when he walked on earth.
他现在跟他在地上的时候不一样。
There's glory.
他是荣耀。
There's power.
他是大有能力。
There's victory.
他得胜。
It's almost too much for us to see.
我们根本看不过来。
It makes us fall down like John when we see such a revelation.
我们一看见这样启示的时候，就要像约翰一样扑倒在地。
And Jesus had to say to John, John, don't be afraid, it's still me.
耶稣要对约翰说，约翰不要怕，是我。
But this is the way I look in glory.
但是呢，在荣耀之中，我们所看到的就是这样。
Oh, God loves his bondservants, and he reveals his glorious son.
神爱他的仆人，他把他儿子的荣耀向他们启示。
That whosoever...is faithful to him.
凡是向他忠心的。
Ah, faithfulness. You see, that's faith also. That's faith also.
这也是信心。
Abiding was faith.
住在主里面是靠信心。
Now, faithfulness is also faith.
对神忠心也是信心。
So, that whosoever is faithful
凡忠心的
shall not fear
就不再惧怕
but haveOvercoming life.
而是有得胜的生命。
Do you know what happens to a bondservant when they see a revelation of Jesus?
你知道当神的仆人看到耶稣基督启示的时候会怎么样吗？
Something comes into their life.
他们生命当中就有了新的东西。
Grace upon grace to overcome the most difficult circumstances.
恩上加恩，让他们可以胜过试探。
And so we say John wrote the three symphonies.
所以我们说呢，约翰写了三首交响乐。
They're all about the love of God.
都是关于神的爱。
But they're written for different audiences who can understand.
但是呢，写给不同的听众，让他们能够明白。
And so Revelation is written for bondservants.
启示录是写给神的爱仆的。
And so we want to look now at the sevenfold blessings that come to the bondservants.
我们现在呢要来看神的仆人所得到的七重祝福。
You see, a bondservant in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of tribulation, experiences blessing.
神的仆人在困难之中，在逼迫之中，在患难之中，能够经历神的祝福。
Now every Christian,
每一个基督徒
is going to experience tribulation.
都要经历呢灾难。
But some become fearful.
但是有一些会惧怕。
And some, their hearts go cold.
有些人他们心就变冷。
But in tribulation, bondservants,
但是在逼迫之中神的仆人
live in blessing,
能够得到祝福。
Enables them to overcome.
使他们能够得胜。
How is this possible?
怎么可能?
If you walk through this life, no matter how difficult it is,
无论今天你的生活如何的困难
and you keep your heart for the Lord,
如果你的心一直向着神
He will reveal himself to you.
他要向你启示他自己
and this will be your blessing.
这就是你的祝福
Now we should look at these blessings
我们来看一看这些祝福
that we have experienced in here.
我们在这里所经历的
and we read the first one in chapter 1 and verse 3.
在一章三节我们读到的是第一个祝福。
Now let's read it again.
我们再读一下。
Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了。
Now this first blessing
第一个祝福
is the blessing of the blessed hope.
是呢是祝福凡是有盼望的就得到呢这样的祝福。
Turn to, where do I get this term, blessed hope?
那个 蒙恩的盼望是什么呢？
Is it in the Bible?
是不是在圣经里面？
Yeah. Where is it?
是在哪里？
Only one time.
只提到一次。
Who knows?
谁知道？
Okay. Here's my question.
这是我的问题。
Did John say it? Or did Paul say it?
是约翰说的还是保罗说的？
Multiple choice. How about it? Which one? You, right there. John or Paul? Paul, exactly right.
是保罗。
And she also knows it's in Titus chapter 2. Turn there, please.
在提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书第二章。
I can see that the best Bible students are sitting in the front.
我知道最好的圣经学生坐在前面。
We see in chapter 2.
第二章。
We'll read verses 11.
第十一节。
Through 13.
到十三节。
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
因为神就众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Now we know every Christian has faith, hope, and love.
我们知道每个基督徒都有信望爱。
But do you have blessed hope?
但是你们有盼望的福。
What is the blessed hope?
什么是盼望的福？
You can't wait for Jesus to come back.
你急切地等候耶稣基督再来。
The blessed hope, which is the glorious appearing of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
那盼望的福呢，就是啊，我们主耶稣基督的显现。
And so this is the blessed hope.
这是呢，蒙恩的祝福，蒙恩的盼望。
Brothers and sisters who have the blessed hope.
弟兄姐妹要有蒙恩的盼望。
They are motivated to overcome.
凡是这样的弟兄姐妹，他们就有动力能够成为得胜者。
Because this hope in them is a blessing.
因为这样的盼望是蒙福的。
In other words,
换一句话说，
as it says in the end of verse 3 of Revelation chapter 1, let's go back there.
我们再回到启示录第一章第三节。
You see the last phrase in the chapter in verse 3, it says for the time is near.
最后一段说因为日期近了。
Now Christians know the time is near.
基督徒都知道日期近了。
But the person who has the blessed hope not only knows the time is near, they also sense that he is near.
那么有那些蒙恩的盼望的基督徒，他们不单单知道日期近了，而且他们也感觉到日期近了。
Oh, we know that Jesus is coming soon.
我们知道耶稣基督快要来了。
But the bondservant,
但是神的爱仆
senses the closeness of the Lord Jesus.
他们感觉到主耶稣基督就要来了。
He's almost here.
他几乎就在这里了。
Do you sense that?
你有没有感觉到？
Maybe you know this as a teaching.
也许呢，你从教导当中知道。
Oh, but when it captures your heart,
那有没有抓住你的心？
It becomes a cause of great joy.
成为了你喜乐的原因。
So Paul, just before he died,
所以保罗在他临死之前，
he said, I can't wait.
他说，我真的是急切的盼望。
I'm ready to go to the Lord.
我准备好了要去见主。
And the Lord will reward everybody who loves his appearing.
凡是爱慕神显现的，神都要奖赏。
Many Christians say, "No, no, no, Jesus, don't come back tomorrow."
很多基督徒说，主啊，主啊，你不要明天就来。
The young sisters say, "No, Jesus, don't come back till I get married first."
单身的姐妹说，主啊，你不要再来，不要马上就来，等我先结婚。
Businessman says, "No, don't come back till I make $1 million, then come back."
还有人说，主啊，等啊，在我成为百万富翁之前，请你不要再来。
No, but here it is, Lord Jesus, come back. I'm ready.
但是这里你看到一个人，他说，主啊，你快来，我预备好了。
Bond servant,
神的爱仆，
he has blessed hope.
他有蒙恩的盼望。
When he hears the time is near, he goes, oh yeah.
当他听到说时间就要来了，他说，oh
yeah. As you say, is that how you say that? Yeah. I thought you said, hiya. What? Okay. Now, let's look carefully now.
让我们呢，啊，仔细的来看。
We can see so clearly the conditions for this blessed hope.
我们呢可以清清楚楚看到蒙到啊这样盼望的
First condition.
第一个条件,
Blessed is he who reads.
凡念着书的,
First, you've got to read the book. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is the least read book in the New Testament?
弟兄姐妹, 在新约当中读的最少的是哪一本书?
Revelation.
启示录,
I rest my case.
就这样,
Why is that?
为什么?
Two reasons.
两个原因,
because Christians not walking with the Lord become afraid when they read the book.
因为呢, 不与主同行的基督徒, 他们就害怕读启示录。
And also,
还有,
Satan does not want you to see the revelation.
撒旦呢, 也不希望你能够看见启示。
So many young Christians,
所以很多年轻的基督徒,
they read the book once,
他们读一次,
they never went back,
然后再也不读,
too confusing,
太
confusing,
yeah.
But blessed is he who reads, it says it right there,
凡念这书的都有福了, 这里写了,
oh, it's a wonderful book,
这是一本非常奇妙的书,
Do you read the book of Revelation?
你读不读启示录?
Oh, here comes the blessing, if you read it.
如果你读了,你就蒙福。
But not only read.
不单单这样。
Blessed is he who hears what he reads.
凡读的时候,他听到了也蒙福了。
I came here tonight on the PATH train.
我今天坐PATH来的时候,
And we were squeezed like this. All the way. Sorry, Tom.
车上非常拥挤。
So, I was squeezed right here, and here's a girl right here, and she's reading her Bible.
在我旁边的一个女孩,虽然很挤, 但是呢, 她在读圣经。
And I saw she was reading 1 Peter chapter 1.
我看到她读的是彼得前书第一章。
So I said to her,
所以我对她说,
when we got off the train,
当我们下车的时候,
I said, I saw you reading your Bible.
我看见你在读圣经。
I said, that's very good.
非常好。
I said, I want to ask you one quiz question.
我想问你一个问题。
I said, Peter says we have been born again. Was it to a living hope? To a living faith? She thought, she said, a living faith. I said, no, that's wrong. It was living hope.
我问她, 彼得说我们重生了,是我们所盼望的,我们是活的信心还是活的 hope?
Living
hope and living...
1 Peter chapter 1, faith.
Yeah, 是活的信心还是活的盼望? 他说是活的信心,我说不对,是活的盼望。
She was reading, but she wasn't hearing.
她读,但是却没有听见。
I discovered why.
我发现了。
When I said to her, you're reading your Bible.
我对她说, 你读圣经的时候,
she had to pull out the earphones.
她读圣经的时候, 啊, 我跟她讲话, 她必须把耳机拿下来,
probably listening to hip-hop music while she's reading her Bible. Who knows?
她读圣经的时候, 也不知道她在听什么。
Ah, you're blessed not if you just read, but if you hear.
不单单的, 你读, 而是你听的, 你听见的话, 你蒙福。
The Lord Jesus speaks with his own mouth to the seven churches.
主耶稣他亲自对七个教会讲话。
And at the end of each church statement, he says, Let him who hath an ear hear what the Spirit saying to the church.
在每一封书信的最后,他都说, 凡有耳的都要听。
I could preach tonight on being lukewarm as Christians and we should repent.
今天晚上我可以跟你们讲, 凡是不冷不热的基督徒都要悔改。
And everybody in this room hear it because I speak loudly with microphone.
在这里的每一个人都能够听见, 因为呢,我借着麦克风声音非常大。
But some people are hearing it.
但有些人听见了。
In a kind of a heavenly experience because they're going.
但是有些人呢, 他们却听了, 却没有听见。
And why are they sleeping?
为什么他们在瞌睡呢?
Maybe they're lukewarm.
因为也许他们不冷不热。
Of course, maybe they're tired because they worked all day.
也许呢,他们做工作了一天就很累。
Just in case there's anybody sleeping next to you, I don't want them to feel very guilty.
如果你旁边有人在打瞌睡,我不希望呢,他们非常的不好意思。
So, not only to read, but to hear.
不单单是要读，还要听。
Let me give you two examples.
我给你两个例子。
When you read the book of Revelation, do you hear the great rewards waiting for the faithful servant?
你读启示录的时候，有没有听见啊？给那些忠心的人，他们所得的大奖赏。
Now many Christians said, "No, I don't believe in rewards."
很多基督徒说啊，我不相信奖赏。
It's not important.
那不重要。
It's a motivation for the bondservants.
但是呢，那对神的爱仆来讲，那却是他们的动力。
Jesus is not ashamed to say, "If you are faithful, you will sit with me in my throne in the kingdom."
耶稣基督则说呢，如果你向我忠心，你要与我同坐宝座。
He promises great rewards.
他应许有大的奖赏。
But many Christians don't hear them.
但是很多基督徒却没有听见。
They feel embarrassed about this matter of rewards.
啊，他们讲到奖赏的时候，他们都很难为情。
When you read the book of Revelation,
当你读启示录的时候
，Do you hear the great warnings?
你有没有听到大奖赏 ？Warning 啊，你有没有听见那个大的警告
？There's some very serious warnings in this book.
这是这书里面一个非常严重的警告。
If you are faithful, you will not be touched by the second death.
如果你忠心的话，第二次死就不能临到你。
He's speaking that to Christians.
那是对基督徒讲的。
How can Christians be touched by the second death?
基督徒怎么能够有第二次死呢？
That's a very great warning.
那是一个非常非常严重的警告。
But some people go through, they read the book of Revelation, all they see are seven seals, seven trumpets.
有些人他们读启示录所看到的不过是七个印七个号。
But they don't see the warnings.
他们没有看到警告。
They don't see the rewards.
他们没有看到奖赏。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
the third requirement they don't see.
他们也没有看到第三个要求。
Blessed is he who reads, and he who hears, and he who obeys.
凡念着书的，听着书的，而且遵守这书上话。
It actually says he who keeps that which he has heard.
而且这里面是说，凡所听见的，他都持守的。
You know, if you ask most people, even the students of the Book of Revelation,
如果你问很多人，甚至呢启示录专门读启示录的学生。
What are you keeping?
你要持守的是什么？
They say, what do you mean?
什么意思？
It says, if you read this book, you must keep it.
这里面说，你读了这书，你要持守。
What are you keeping because you read the book?
你持守什么呢？
I'm keeping a chart of when the Antichrist comes.
我呢，有一个图画，敌基督什么时候来？
I know that the seven bowls.
我知道有七碗。
What happens?
啊，发生什么事
？I know about Babylon.
我知道巴比伦。
I know about the Antichrist and how many horns he has.
我知道敌基督他有几个角。
Fine, but what are you obeying?
那么你遵守什么呢
？Oh, I didn't know it was anything to obey.
我不知道要遵守什么。
What are we supposed to obey?
我们遵守什么
？They scratch their head.
挠挠头。
Then they say, I know.
哦，知道了。
Yeah, I have to repent.
哦，知道我要悔改。
Well, okay, that's the beginning.
这是开始。
Of course, when we read this book, we are struck by the conviction how we need to repent.
哦，当然，我们读这个书的时候呢，我们知道我们要悔改，我们。
But what is the main thing that the bond servant is supposed to do when he reads this book?
那么，当神的仆人读这个书的时候，他主要要做什么呢？
It's put in many different ways.
有很多说法。
But it's always one thing.
但是只有一件事。
Be faithful to the end.
要忠心至死。
If you read this, if you hear it, then be faithful to the end.
你读这个书，你要忠心至啊，你要啊忠心到底。
Now it doesn't always use those words, be faithful. That's always what it means.
虽然呢不一定是用忠心这个词，但是呢是这个意思。
But now I see you don't believe me, so let's look at some verses that show it.
如果你要是不相信的话，我们来看几个地方。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Just look at the very last phrase.
你看最后。
Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life.
你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
He's talking to the church of Smyrna.
他对这是对士美拿所讲的。
And he says, "Be faithful unto death."
他说要至死忠心。
And brothers and sisters, that means you need to be faithful to the Lord Jesus, even if it costs you your life.
弟兄姐妹，你能不能对主忠心以至于死？
A second one we find in chapter 7, verse 14.
第二个地方呢是在第三章十四节。
When the angel is describing these saints in heaven,
当天使讲到天上的圣徒的时候
it says, and I said to him, my Lord, you know, and he said to me, 7:14.
第七章第十四节。
And the angel said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我对他说，我主，我知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净。
And what does it mean?
这是什么意思？
They have been faithful through tribulation.
他们在患难之中忠心。
Tribulation causes some people to be unfaithful.
患难呢，是一些人失去了忠心。
But the bondservant must be faithful through tribulation.
但是神的仆人呢，就在患难之中忠心。
And then we have chapter 12, verse 11.
第十二章第十一节。
And they overcame because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony.And they did not love their life even unto death.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Be faithful to the Lord when you're under attack.
当你受到攻击的时候，对主忠心。
Stay under the blood of the Lamb.
要不离开羔羊的宝血。
Testify that the Lord is your rock and your fortress.
要见证主是你的磐石，是你的。
And then we find in chapter 14, verse 4,
第十四章第四节。
These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
这些人是未曾沾染妇女，他们原是同身羔羊，无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Here's another thing.
这是另外一件。
Be faithful.To the Lord wherever He leads you.
对主忠心，无论他带你到哪里去。
Look at chapter 17.
第十七章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
These will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with Him are called and chosen and faithful.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召备选有忠心的。
Be faithful in spiritual warfare.
在属灵的征战中要忠心。
And just one more in chapter 18 and verse 4.
第十八节第十八章第四节是最后一个地方。
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
我又听见从天上有声音说，我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。
And God's bondservants must be faithful to come out of Babylon.
神的仆人必须向神忠心，从巴比伦出来。
And not be corrupted by her immorality.
不被她的淫乱所败坏。
So what's our first blessing?
我们第一个福气是什么？
If we hear, if we read, and we hear, and we obey.
如果我们念的书，我们听见她的话，我们遵守她的话。
Then we live in the blessed hope.
那么我们就住在蒙福的盼望之中。
Let's look at blessing number two.
我们来看第二个祝福。
Blessing number one is the great blessing that incorporates the remaining six blessings.
那第一个祝福呢，跟后面的六个祝福是有关系的。
The second blessing
第二个祝福
is in chapter 14, verse 13.
在第十四章第十三节。
And this is the blessed rest.
这是呢，蒙福的安息。
And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, so that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow with them. Which verse? Verse 13, chapter 14, verse 13.
我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下。从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Now notice the word blessed.
请注意到祝福这个词。
But it doesn't say blessed are those who are the dead.
他不是说那些死的有福了。
But blessed are the dead who die in the Lord.
而是说在主里面而死的人有福了。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思？
Blessed are those who die faithful to the Lord.
是说那些对主忠心而死的人有福了。
Oh, that's a blessed place.
这是祝福。
Because you enter a blessed rest.
因为你进入了祝福蒙福的安息。
You rest from your labor.
你安息了你一切的劳苦。
Because you have no regrets.
因为你不需要后悔。
You have made mistakes.
也没有错误。
But they've been covered by the blood of the Lamb.
都被羔羊的血遮盖。
And because you've been faithful,
因为你忠心
your good works follow you to the reward.
你的好行为就使你得到奖赏。
How wonderful to die serving the Lord.
服侍主而死是何等的美好。
It's the blessed rest.
这是蒙福的安息。
And then number three, in chapter 16,
第十六章有第三个祝福。
And verse 15.
第十五节。
Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and keeps his clothes, so that he will not walk around naked and men will not see his shame. Chapter 16, verse 15.
第十六章第十五节，看哪，我来像贼一样，那警醒，看守衣服，免得赤身而行。叫人见他羞耻的有福了。
And here is the blessing of covering.
这是呢蒙遮盖的祝福。
Blessed is the one, it says.
这里说那蒙福的。
He stays awake.
是警醒的。
And he keeps his clothes.
看守衣服。
The enemy always wants to catch you asleep spiritually.
仇敌呢总是希望当你在灵里面昏睡的时候能够抓住你。
He wants to strip you of the righteous garment of the blood of the Lamb.
他想要把耶稣基督血的那个公义的衣袍从你身上夺下来。
He wants to steal the treasure of Jesus from your heart.
他想要从你心里面把耶稣基督所那个宝藏的偷出来。
And then one day you wake up naked and ashamed.
有一天你醒过来，你发现赤身裸体而羞耻。
We have been uncovered.
我们失去了遮盖。
But if we stay awake,
但是如果我们警醒,
we stay under the precious blood of Jesus.
我们在耶稣基督宝血里面,
and the enemy cannot steal our clothes.
仇敌就不能将我们的衣服偷去。
How the Lord protects those who stay awake before Him spiritually.
那神如何保守那些在他面前在灵里面警醒的?
Now that doesn't mean you can't sleep anymore.
这不是说你们从此不能睡觉。
Because we know when the Lord comes to take his children in the rapture.
我们知道当主再来提他的子民的时候。
When he comes to take them, two will be sleeping and one will be taken.
来提他们的时候两个人在床上一个被接走一个留下。
But the person who was taken was sleeping and yet they were spiritually awake.
那么被提的那个人虽然他们在睡觉但是灵里面却是警醒的。
All right, next one, number four.
第四个祝福。
Chapter 19, verse 9.
第十九章第九节。
The blessed marriage.
蒙恩的婚宴。
Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are true words of God.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
Oh, blessed are those who've made themselves ready.
那些预备好的有福了。
You see in verse 8,
第八节，
the bride has made herself ready.
新妇预备好了。
Sorry, verse 7.
第七节,
the bride has made herself ready.
新妇自己预备好了。
And now she joins the blessed marriage.
她现在呢，在这个蒙恩的婚宴中得到享受。
And then we find number 5 in verse 20.
第二十节,
chapter 20.
第二十章,
chapter 20, verse 6.
二十章第六节,
blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1,000年。
Oh, this is the blessed rapture for reigning.
这是呢，蒙福的被提，他们啊，作王掌权。
Are you going to reign?
你会不会作王掌权？
In the kingdom?
在国度里面。
That's the Lord's plan.
这是神的计划。
Will you be faithful?
你是否忠心？
The blessed reign.
蒙恩的啊，掌权。
The rest will remain asleep.
其余的在睡觉。
Until after the 1,000 years.
直到1,000年之后。
But those who are faithful.
那些忠心的
will be on the throne with the Lord Jesus.
与基督同在宝座上。
What a blessed reign.
何等蒙福的掌权。
You were created to reign with Jesus.
神造你是要与基督一同掌权。
Now sisters, here's your chance.
姐妹，现在是你们的机会。
Now I know the brothers reign over you now.
我知道弟兄现在在管辖你们。
But I think on the throne with Jesus, there'll be more sisters than men who are reigning.
我相信在基督的宝座上，姐妹呢比弟兄更多。
Looks like we have about 3-1 sisters to brothers here tonight.
我们看到今天的弟兄姐妹与弟兄的比例是3:1。
We need to pray for more brothers to overcome.
我们要为弟兄祷告，使他们更多的人成为得胜者。
But anyway, whoever is faithful will reign on the throne with Jesus for 1,000 years.
凡是忠心的都要与基督一同作王掌权1,000年。
You were born to reign.
你出生就是为了要掌权。
And you will reign as a servant, just like Jesus reigned.
你要像耶稣基督一样，以仆人的身份来掌权。
All right, number 6.
第六个祝福。
Chapter 22, verse 7.
22章第七节。
And here it's very similar to the first blessed.
这和第一个福气是很相像的。
But this sixth blessing has to do with keeping his word.
第六个祝福呢，与持守神的话有关。
And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。
Those who take God's word and keep God's word.
凡是那些遵守神的话的。
They have the blessed promises.
他们呢，有蒙恩的应许。
The more we read the word, the more precious are his promises.
我们阅读他的话，他的应许越宝贵。
Especially if we keep his word.
特别如果我们遵守这些话。
Every promise,
每一个应许
is a treasure to us.
对我们都是宝贵。
Is the word a blessed promise to you?
这些话对你是不是宝贵呢？
Even in Revelation, it's a blessed promise to us.
那启示也是对我们蒙恩的应许。
We have to heed the word of God.
我们要听神的话。
And then the seventh one.
第七个祝福。
In chapter 22 and verse 14.
22章第14节。
Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates into the city.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了。可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。
Here is the blessed entrance into the city of Jerusalem.
这是呢，那个蒙恩的城门，我们可以进入耶路撒冷。
And who is it given to?
这赐给谁的呢？
Those who have washed their robes.
那些将衣服洗净。
Now we know we're washed by the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道羔羊的血把我们洗净。
But you know we have to remain under the blood of the Lamb.
你们是否知道呢？我们要保留在耶稣基督宝血里。
When we look back in chapter 7,
我们回来看第七章。
We read the verse 14,
第十四节。
But let's see again that it's talking about something there.
那我们再看看那里面所说的。
And I said to him, My Lord, you know, and he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
我对他说，我主你知道，他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣服洗白净。
Those who overcome have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb.
那些得胜的是用羔羊的血把衣服洗净了。
Thank God for His precious blood that makes our garments white.
感谢主，他的宝血把我们的衣服洗净。
But not only do we wear the robe of righteousness given to us by Jesus Christ.
我们不仅呢身穿耶稣基督给我们的公义的衣袍。
But we also wear robes of service.
我们也穿着那仆人的衣服。
But we must wash them continually in the blood of the Lamb.
我们要用羔羊的血不断的洗净。
And men wear the robe of priest in their family.
那男人呢，是不是家里面的祭司？
And they must keep that washed in the blood of the Lamb.
要用羔羊的血把衣服洗净。
And those who do business have robes of commerce, and these must be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
那么做生意的呢，他们穿的是衣服呢，虽然是做生意的，但是也要呢用羔羊的血洗净。
Oh, brothers and sisters, every part of our life needs to be under the precious blood of the Lamb.
我们生活的每一个方面都要在羔羊的宝血之下。
And then we eat of the tree of life.
我们吃生命树的果。
And we enter into the gate.
我们进入城门，进入耶路撒冷的城门。
Now, I end tonight. I see you're already weary.
我今天晚上呢就到这里，我知道看见你们都很疲倦。
And I just ask you this question.
我只问你们这个问题。
Have you heard the symphony?
你有没有听到交响乐？
This book of Revelation is a book about God's love.
启示录这本书是关于神的爱。
It's about the way God loves His bondservant in the end days.
是讲到神在末日如何爱他的仆人。
Have you heard the Lord?
有没有听见主？
Have you seen the Lord?
有没有看见主？
Have you seen how He responds to decline even in your life?
有没有看到在你生命的危机中他如何的回应？
When He sees your Christian life falling away,
当他看见你基督徒生活在堕落的时候，
What does He do?
他做什么呢？
He reveals more of His love to you.
他把他的爱更多的启示给你。
Do you see it?
你有没有看见？
Do you see He will never let you go?
你有没有看见他永远不会放过你？
Even in the last days.
即使在这末日。
Even if you think you have failed.
即使你以为你已经失败了。
But His love never fails.
但是他的爱永远不会失败。
You need a larger Christ.
你需要一个更大的基督。
If you want to overcome, you need to see how large your Lord really is.
如果你想要得胜，你要看见你的主是何等的大。
But you need to read and hear.And keep.
但是呢，你要读，你要听，你要遵守。
We need to see Him in such a way that our life is adjusted and we repent.
我们要看他，使我们的生活能够被调整，我们呢能够悔改。
This is a great symphony.
这是一个伟大的交响乐。
God so loved His bondservants.
神爱他的仆人。
That He revealed His glorious Son.
他把他荣耀的儿子启示给我们。
That whosoever is faithful to Him,
凡忠心至死的
shall not fear,
不再惧怕
but have overcoming life,
凡有得胜的生活
The secret of our life in the last days,
我们末日生活的秘诀
is to know and to see how great the Lord Jesus is,
就是知道并且看见我们的主何等的大
He's more than just Your Savior.
他不单单是你的救主。
He's more than just the head of the church.
他不单单是教会的元首。
All the destiny of the world is in His hands.
这个世界的最终的方向都在他的手中。
And He's waiting for his bride.
他等候他的心腹。
Hear the love song.
要听见啊。
And be faithful to him.
要听见啊神，要听神的儿子，并且要对他忠心。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we come to you. How can we call ourselves your bondservants?
主啊，我们到你面前，我们怎么能够称自己是你的爱仆呢？
We're so unworthy and have been unfaithful so many times.
我们不配，我们多少时候对你不够忠心。
But in these last days, we would ask that your grace would reveal your Son to us again.
但是在这末日，我们求你再次把你的爱子向我们显现。
Lord, if we don't see your greatness,
主，如果我们看不见你的伟大，
then we'll just be a small church.
主，我们不过是一个小小的教会。
Then we'll just be a small Christian.
我们不过是一个小小的基督徒。
Oh Lord, reveal thyself to us.
主啊，把你自己启示给我们。
In these last days, there's more and more opposition.
在这个末日，反对的越来越多。
We need more and more grace.
我们需要更多的恩典。
Reveal yourself to us as you really are.
把你自己真实的启示给我们。
Adjust us, Lord.
调整我们。
That we might be faithful to hear and to overcome.
让我们能够忠心，可以听，可以得胜。
I thank you that in this room tonight there are bond servants of yours.
感谢你今天在这里面有你的忠心的仆人。
Open your book to them, we pray.
向把你的书向他们打开。
And to those whose Christian lives are casual and half-hearted,
那像那些基督徒生活当中三心二意的，
cause them to return and to repent.
让他们能够悔改，能够转回。
Help them to see how far they have fallen.
帮助他们看见他们已经离开了多远。
That they may enter into the blessed life in these last days.
他们能够在末日进入蒙福的生命。
We pray together for your mercy, Lord.
我们一同为你怜悯而祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.